Okay, Mauricio again from Radio 4EB. Tonight I also have Habib and Martin, who are going to share their story about here in Australia.
Hi everyone, it's Habib here. I'm originally from Afghanistan. I arrived in Australia in 2017. Well, it was a very difficult start, but I'm really grateful for it. Being in Australia, I have learned a lot, especially swimming, which I'm a big part of, which is a big part of my life now. I'm also working with Sarah in Equa English. Well, the journey started when I went to the swimming class as my English teacher in TAFE introduced it to us. So I just gave it a shot. Let's see how it goes. Because I didn't know how to swim. In my country, I nearly drowned, so I didn't want to go close to water. Yeah. So I went there. In my first day, I learned to float. Yep. So it was a great improvement. So I went in again and again and again. So I become a swimmer. Then I wanted to give back or something like that. So Sarah gave me more training. Yep. So I became an assistant teacher. So I help her with the swimming now. So it's really good to be in the water with the people who don't know how to swim and they learn. And the feeling is out of this world.
Well, yeah. Wow, it's amazing. I mean, well done. Yeah, Thank you for sharing your story.
No worries.
Hello, everyone. I am Martin. I have a refugee background. I'm originally from Afghanistan. Okay. I came here in Australia in 2017. I was man swimmer and start swimming in 2019 with Sarah from the Aqua English project.
Right.
But now I can swim properly, and now I am working with Sarah and her assisting the people, especially with the Aqua English project running the program for the adult immigrant people.
Yeah.
And we are working, I and Habib, helping them, teaching them to learn how to swim. It's amazing to become a swimmer from zero or non-swimmer.
That's amazing.
Well done.
Well, thank you both, and it's amazing that you share your story with us and keep doing the good work. You've been a great example to your community.
Thank you, we will encourage everyone who don't know how to swim, join Aqua English Project.
Aqua English Project. Yeah. Now, where are the lessons held?
Mainly in Logan, Kingston. There is Cold Adam School.
Yep.
And also in Yirunga. Yirunga Park Hall.
Yep.
And Oxley, Dunlop Park Pool.
Yep.
And for women, it's in Acacia Ridge Pool.
Acacia Ridge Pool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
Thank you.